Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 13th installment in the closing brachos of Shmona Esrei. We left off yesterday with the phrase, Barchenu Avinu Kulanu Ke'achad Bo'or Panecha, that God should bless all of us as one with the light of His face. What's the significance of blessing us as one? We left off yesterday with Avudraham, who explained that God is one and His people is one, and therefore that just emphasizes our unique relationship. The Sefer Chassidim says a very interesting idea. He says, we, Klal Yisrael, merit greater ha'aras panim, greater benefiting from God's countenance if we have reached a certain level as a nation. What are the greatest moments of revelation in the history of Klal Yisrael? The splitting of the sea. We have the famous quote from Chazal that the Shifcha al Hayam, the maidservant at sea, saw more than the Navi Yechezkel ben Buzi. And the other great moment of revelation is Ma'amad Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael, the giving of the Torah. What was so unique about both of those moments was that Klal Yisrael as a whole was in a very special place. So therefore, if we're ever talking about God shining His countenance upon us and us having a greater depth and a greater understanding due to the light emanating from God, it only is going to be most effective if it's ke'echad, if it's kulanu ke'echad, if we're all benefiting from it at the same time. If we're not all benefiting from it, it won't be the same light for any of us. That's an idea from the Sefer Chassidim. Rav Hirsch has an interesting idea. He says, if we're talking about shalom, one of the greatest enablers for peace will be if we as a nation are all on the same page with the understanding of the centrality of God in our lives. When you think about it, why do we have arguments? Generally speaking, we have arguments because we have different things on our agendas. We have different priorities. Something is very important to me, it's not very important to you, and vice versa. Do you know why we have different priorities? Because neither one of us are focusing that much on God. If we were really focusing on God, it would be His service would be my highest priority and your highest priority, and we would be so inclined to work together. So therefore, Rav Hirsch says, in this bracha in which we ask for peace, we understand that a core component of that peace is if we as a nation all merit greater clarity of the role of God in our lives and our obligation to center our lives around Him. Just to go on in the bracha, later we have the phrase, Utztaka uvracha v'rachamim v'chayim v'shalom. Charity, blessing, mercy, life, and peace. So Rav Schwab suggests, if you remember, we mentioned that we're in the middle component here, according to Rav Schwab, peace between each other. And the idea is that charity is I can do charity for another. Bracha, I can be a source of blessing for another person. Just my presence in his life and his presence in my life, each can be a bracha, can be a blessing for the other, but you have to have a relationship in order to bring that about. Rachamim and chayim, compassion and life, these, says Rav Schwab, are words to describe how we relate to each other. We should merit to look upon each other with compassion, to look upon each other with a vibrant zest for life and a hope that the person we're looking at has a vibrant zest for life. If we have all those things, we will merit the next word, which is shalom. So whereas at the beginning of the bracha, according to Rav Schwab, we were talking about internal peace, now we're talking about interpersonal peace, and we're asking God to bless us with these different aspects. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.